John Batchelor with my colleague Joseph Sternberg, who's in London, reporting political economics column for the Wall Street Journal. He's a member of the editorial board. And this story looks like it's a personnel story, some details left out of an autobiography or reporting. A man who was appointed to head the Tory party, which is dominant in the parliament, doing very poorly in the polls, but it's a different governance. The election is in the future. Right now, the headline, "Let Tory members choose next chairman," say Boris Johnson allies. Several conservative MPs suggest Rishi Sunak, the prime minister, should be stripped of power to appoint Nadeem Zahawi's replacement. Nadeem Zahawi is the man who's resigned as head of the Tory party. Joe, this gets very quickly complicated. However, my interpretation of this is Boris is behind some kind of disruption in the Tory party. You know I love Boris Johnson. He's so colorful and he tousles his hair every time he goes on video. Is Boris Johnson campaigning to return to the PM's box? Is that what's going on here?
He seems to be, but I would caution against reading too much into whatever machinations he seems to be involved with to do with who's going to be the new, chairman of the Conservative Party. Remember, all of this traces back to the outgoing head of the chairman of the party, Nadeem Zahawi, who had been a minister in Boris's government, doing various things, and in fact was the vaccine czar during the pandemic, was briefly chancellor of the exchequer after Rishi Sunak resigned and protested Boris Johnson's scandals, and then got reappointed by Rishi Sunak as chairman of the party when Rishi Sunak became prime minister. So, the precise thing that has created this problem for Zahawi is a tax scandal. There is a suggestion that he did not fill out his tax returns as he ought to have done, and therefore underpaid at one point, and then was not exactly forthcoming with the public about the nature of this whole incident. That's all of the allegation. I'm sure will be treated to a lot of entertaining investigations in the media and the government as to how much any of that is actually true. But I think that the key point that's going on here is the signs of Conservative Party exhaustion are all around us. The scandal and the difficulty that Prime Minister Sunak has had getting it under control is a sign of political and intellectual exhaustion. The fact that Nadeem Zahawi kept popping up in various roles within all of these very varied conservative administrations is a signal that they are kind of out of talent and have had to keep recycling the same faces over and over again in different jobs. That is symptomatic of exhaustion. So, if the idea here is that Boris is going to attempt to launch a comeback, he doesn't have an awful lot of time. They have to call a new election no later than 2025. I can't imagine that a lot of people in the party are very enthusiastic about having what would be their fourth prime minister, their third prime minister and their fourth prime ministerial term in the space of a year and a half. No one would be excited about that. And you would have the prospect that he would be appointing to his cabinet exactly the same people who have been serving already. So there's going to come a point where the party will have to either have some new ideas and some new faces or resign themselves to an electoral defeat and Labour will end up taking a turn.
I'm only guessing from the way outside, Joe, and you're living there, but is this about Brexit? Is this about reviewing the decision that was made in 2015 that is still not settled?
Well, this week I think is about the third year since Brexit actually happened under Boris. Remember, that was his big accomplishment for the beginning of 2020 before the pandemic hit. And I think that there is, on the one hand, there's a certain amount of Brexit exhaustion. People are sick of arguing about it at this point. But there is a growing sense that the Conservatives didn't make it work. Boris's whole premise was that he won a historic mandate in the December 2019 election with a majority of 80 seats on a campaign of finally getting Brexit done the right way. And yet here the economy is, and it's kind of a mess. And the Conservative Party seems to be at war with itself all the time and incapable of governing without these scandals that are exhausting to both the party and to the electorate. And they keep resisting any of the economic reforms, such as deregulation, that were supposed to be the whole point of Brexit. So it does kind of create this question, I think, in a lot of minds about what was the point if this was where we were going to end up.
I mentioned that in the news in these last hours, Rishi Sunak has come out to say no war planes to Ukraine, joining Chancellor Scholz's remarks. There will be other voices on this. Just in our final 30 seconds or final minute about this part of the conversation, is Sunak understood as managing these cats as they herd, or is he seen as overwhelmed by the scandals and by the what you correctly say is exhaustion?
Well, I mean, I'm sure his supporters would say that he's in control of the situation, but from the outside, you do kind of get the impression that He is not herding the cats, and it might be that the cats at this point are utterly unherdable, no longer how much anyone would try.
So what we have then is a standoff at the moment between Boris Johnson and Rishi Sunak and the Tory party about who will name the next chairman. Just at the moment, it will change. Joseph Sternberg, a member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal, he's in London. He writes political economics. We're turning to a really big picture next. That's worldwide inflation in the hours of the Federal Reserve meeting and the announcement expected in 24 hours from Chairman Powell. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.